Acquired Taste Podcast. Hey, I'm Bethany. I'm here with Sam.
Hi.
We are down a lady today. Poor
it's
Kathleen.
Two-thirds of an acquired taste.
Yeah. Kathleen is not feeling well. She has the flu, so she's been gone the last couple days. So we love you, Kathleen, and we are thinking of you, and we miss you very much.
Yeah, one of us. I'm kidding. Please come back. It's really annoying making those jokes with only Bethany as my audience. I need you here to think I'm funny.
I don't laugh enough for the whole group. So one thing that just happened not terribly long ago is the Academy Awards, and everybody's talking about them, and they've been talking about, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and winning and all of that stuff. But the big thing that really stood out for me was I was watching the red carpet coverage, Sam, and which really has become, if not bigger, at least as big as the Academy Awards.
Oh, I know people who will just watch red carpet, and then as soon as the awards go on, you know, they're disinterested.
Yeah, it's sort of like choosing the commercials over the Super Bowl,
right.
I feel like.
Perfect. Yeah. Exactly.
So I was watching the red carpet coverage, and I glanced up, and they were talking to Mindy Kaling, who I love. She, I think, Sam, you would probably agree that, like, she is one of those role model women.
Yeah, she's someone I'd want to hang out with because she's fabulous and she's unapologetic and she's herself and she really does not succumb to a lot of the pressure that the industry we happen to work in unfortunately put on people.
Totally.
Often.
Totally. Yeah. And she, yeah, and she's so smart. She's the kind of woman that I want my nieces to look up to and say, like, this is an example of a woman.
Totally with you.
So as I look up at the red carpet coverage, I notice that it looked to me like Mindy Kaling had gotten plastic surgery.
Okay, see, I was asleep by, I'd say, 7. It was a late night for me, so I was in bed by 7 o'clock, and now I have to look up what she looks like. Okay,
So I have a picture on my phone. And my first, now, first of all, there's sound on that, you might want to turn that on. So my first reaction was, I was really disappointed. Now, I'm going to stop and make a note. I don't know if she had plastic surgery. I have no idea. Her face just looked different to me that day.
This does not look like Mindy.
So, but isn't it interesting that my first reaction was being really disappointed? And then I thought, why does she not get to also have plastic surgery? Like, what is it about me that has decided that Mindy Kaling shouldn't get plastic surgery?
Okay.
She gets to do whatever the hell she wants to.
She does. And that's one of the things we love about her.
Yeah.
Is that that's kind of her attitude for things. I am still a little shocked looking at that because I'm totally with you. She looks like she had, what was it? Like some kind of lip filler. Her
something.
Nose looks thinner.
It's, yeah.
Something's up. It could be the best contouring I've seen in my life.
Totally. And please, like, do not get me wrong. She looks beautiful. She's still smart. She's still amazing. She just looked different to me.
Right. So what I'm thinking, because I'm 100% with you on this, is the reason, part of the reason I loved her so much, aside from not taking crap or doing what anyone else thinks, is that she just seemed to not want to be a part of that circle. Not that there's anything wrong with that circle, but I loved how removed she was from it.
And I agree. And I think, you know, and we're being very careful because we don't want anybody to think we're speaking ill of her or in any way. This is not in any way actually about Mindy Kaling. This is all about me and all about you.
Absolutely.
And that's what I wanted to unpack is like why have I put that sort of mantle on Mindy Kaling and women like her that somehow makes them exempt from all of those pressures or from making those choices. It's not fair. It's not a fair thing that I've done.
Now, do you think it partly is just a you reflection because you also put yourself in that category and now that you lost quote unquote one from the team in theory?
No, because I'm not in that category. Like I feel like it's too late for me. So like I am so susceptible to body image problems. I'm so susceptible to weight problems, like being insecure about my body. I have been since kindergarten. I went on my first diet in kindergarten.
Which amazes me because I've wanted to be on your body since kindergarten.
Hey
so.
Girl, what's up?
How you doing?
Sup. But no, I really do feel like it's too late for me. And so the best I can do is give other women like what not to do, you know, like don't give into those pressures the way that I've given into those pressures.
Right.
And I definitely can see myself being someone who is open to maybe getting some plastic surgery moving down the road. We've talked about that before, if it's something that's really bothered me. So I think that's what it is. Is it's like I held Mindy Kaling up as you are stronger than I am. You go forth and teach the good lesson to all of the women out there.
It's like the silliest way to put to see your hero fall from grace, quote unquote. But then when you think that the grace falling is, it's not really at all.
It's really dumb.
it's just something you put out there on you. And I'm with you. I can't, like, I'm going to Google like crazy after this. Not that anything I read is going to be true.
Yeah.
But it is curious. She's one of those women. But then if you take a second to step back, I'm now thinking it's oddly even more empowering for someone with that reputation because she knows she has us out there.
Totally.
She knows she has these women who love that about her.
Yeah.
I oddly now kind of find it more empowering that she did it anyway.
And that's the thing is like, then you wonder, now have we just instilled, and I hold Mindy Kaling up as an example of this, but I feel like everybody has that kind of hero in their life that they've kind of made superhuman.
Right.
Have we just imbued her with so much godlike status that anything she does now, we're like, also I see that as empowering.
I think so. It's starting to have this reverse effect where she can really do anything and I'll be like, damn girl.
Yeah.
That's where you at. That's awesome.
Taking all your clothes off and having a meltdown in the middle of the highway, I'm going to do that too because I'm a woman.
If she did that, I think I'd find that even cooler.
Yeah. Do you have a person like that though in your life? I mean, like I've, you know, she's that for me definitely. There's a few others, but Sam, do you have... Because everybody has at least one.
Right. I mean, it's going to sound mad pathetic, but it was my mom.
Really?
For like ever. Because I grew up in this area where women were very tennis bracelets and beautiful makeup. And they all had like the same one of three really expensive cars. And my mom, who... You know, we were fine. My dad's a doctor. We weren't hurting at all. But mom had like a tie-dye t-shirt and her ripped baggy jeans and her shoes and would go out without makeup. And when women looked at her like she was a little funny for it, she would point out to me like, Sam, you know how they're looking at us and feeling a little bit sorry for me? You have to feel sorry for them for that exact reason. So, like, my mom growing up was my, and still is, like, my Mindy figure.
Yeah.
So I think it was so cool. Actually, to the point where it has a reverse effect now, I'll go out with her and I won't have my hair and makeup. And she'll look at me like she wants to show off her daughter. She's like, sweetie, do you want to just put, like, a gloss on?
Do you want to clean it up a little bit?
Do you want to run a comb through your hair? Like, no. Nope,
wipe the grease.
You taught me this.
I learned it from watching you.
You're welcome, Mom, and thanks so much.
Yeah, it's interesting. And so I have been, like, unpacking that in my head since the Academy Awards, trying to figure out, like, why doesn't Mindy Kaling get to do whatever she wants? Why?
You've almost dehumanized her by making her so human.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. Like, I've forced her to become such a human woman that I've made her incapable of truly being a person.
You know what I think where the line is? It's, for me, it's just reasoning behind something. If you need to get something done because you really want it done, work, a tattoo, you know, a big life decision, that's 110%. That's feminist. That's the reason you do it. If you want to strip for that reason, that's why you do it. It's when you do it for anybody else, whether it be people close to you, a partner, or you know, because of the public eye and media, that's when the same act can become anti-feminist, which is such a dirty word today, or, you know, not empowering, or something that I'd feel badly for someone doing.
It's like we just talked about on the show, Elvis was asking if you know, every woman has an outfit. He called it a slutty outfit, but we sort of, it came to mean just like an outfit that you feel really, really sexy in.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the guys were like, that means you want to have sex, right? And we were saying, no, it means that we're wearing it because it reflects on me. I'm wearing it for me. Nothing that I'm doing has any reflection on you.
Absolutely.
And if that's the reason that I'm getting plastic surgery or I'm coloring my hair, if it's for any reason other than me, it ceases to be something that's empowering.
Exactly. Not the action, the reasoning behind it. And that's why you're one of my favorite people in the entire world. This is such a girl power podcast right now.
It's not normally like this.
Do you guys feel this energy? Usually we make much more inappropriate jokes and, like, you know, just laugh about things. But this is some important crap. I'm really glad that the podcast kind of took a turn on this direction.
A little bit. Well, that's one thing I wanted, you know, when we were talking about doing a podcast, I wanted it to be entertaining. Hopefully on some level it is, a little bit at least. But I also wanted it to be a venue where we could talk about things that we can't necessarily talk about like on the big show right. or with a, you know, some of our friends. So
exactly.
I'm glad you were open to this conversation because it's been bothering me and I've been trying to figure out, I've been working through it in my brain.
I am totally here with you.
All right, cool.
And for the 2 hours after that, we're probably still going to be talking about this.
Cut to 2 hours and we're just sobbing and hugging over a bottle of like Moscato.
Got it right here.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's a shortened version of an Acquired Taste podcast. Thank you so much for checking in with us this week. And hopefully next week we will have our girl Kathleen back with us.
Yes, please.
All healed up and feeling better. So if you have any thoughts about today, anything that you want to tell us or any examples of your own, please give us a shout out on Twitter. You can tweet us at Acquired Podcast, A-C-Q-U-I-R-E-D, at Acquired Podcast. And for Sam, I am Bethany. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.